Blog Talk Radio.
I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com and the Dean and Founder of the JV University at thejvuniversity.com. I'm calling to you live this week from Norcross, Georgia, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern Time. Hopefully, I can quickly get into my control panel here to get my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com, unmuted. Miss Rhonda, if you're there, I hope you can get into the control panel because I'm having some technical issues over here. Okay, I'm just going to keep trying to get in to get Rhonda unmuted. Rhonda, bear with me. Maybe this will work. Let me try a different browser. We're in a campground here in Norcross, Georgia called Jones RV Park that has this Wi-Fi that's probably about 4 or 5 years old. And this darn thing is one of the most antiquated Wi-Fis I've ever used. So it does take a few minutes to get me logged into different things. Hopefully it won't take quite as long as I'm expecting it to. Today, Rhonda, is that you? Rhonda, if that's you, could you pretty please mute yourself? Because boy, oh boy, that was not a good noise. Let's see if we can get that fixed. Okay, let's try getting you from this end and see if that makes any difference. So anyway, as I was saying before we got that wonderful noise, we're going to be talking today about blogging and using a WordPress blog to drive traffic to your site. We've got some really exciting developments in the blogging world to talk about today, so bear with us while we get Rhonda on the air with us. Hopefully it'll just take another minute or two to get her signed into the dashboard in a way that doesn't create nasty noises. Are you there yet, Rhonda? Rhonda, we got that horrendous noise back again. If you're calling in from your computer, Rhonda, maybe you should try calling in from the phone. Okay, looks like they're finally letting me into my Blog Talk Radio account. Finally! Just taking a few minutes to do it. And Rhonda, if you want to try again, let's see if that works now.
All right, is that any better?
Yay, that's so much better, Ms. Rhonda. We can actually hear you. Yay!
Well, that's really weird. I was wondering if it was on your end because I'm not hearing it at all through the speakers or anything. But anyway,
were
I'm
you
back.
Trying to unmute to talk?
Well, I did earlier, yeah. And I just unmuted myself.
And all it came through as was the loudest static you can imagine.
Oh, yucko. That's never fun.
Yeah.
I don't have static.
And
it's
never
really
happened before, and you're on the show every week.
I'm on the show, and I'm using the exact same equipment, and everything else is the same that I've done for, you know, the last almost a year. It's almost been a year since I've been your co-host, as of later in June. So
I know. I'm planning on a big anniversary celebration.
Oh, how cool.
It's actually on my calendar.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, how fun.
And, you know, it sounds almost like it's not an issue on your end either. It really sounded like it was a Blog Talk Radio issue, not so much a Rhonda issue.
That was very likely. What's really funny is for me, and I have a very clear, focused mind, and when static comes through, I'm like, well, I know I cannot mentally adding to the static.
Oh, too funny. Too funny.
Oh. That's been interesting. So, yes, so we have all kinds of awesome blogging developments. And what's really exciting to me, Gina, is that there are some tools now available that are really making it easier for somebody to get, not only get up and running with a blog, and because I've been playing with some of Steve's new toys. but also to really make your blog stand out and to make your stand with the search engines.
Well, you know, and we should probably even mention who Steve is instead of just saying Steve and everybody's going, Steve who?
We are
talking about a former student of mine, a graduate of Directions University's apprenticeship program, as well as the JV University's Joint Venture Consultant Certification Program, a guy who is now my JV partner and good friend, Steve Holmes. And Steve has he calls himself the Wizard of WordPress, and it's really obvious why, isn't it, Rhonda?
Oh, he's the High Wizard of WordPress with good reason. In fact, I told him when he is at going to live events that he needs to wear a wizard's hat, and people would ask him why he was wearing the wizard's hat, and he could have some great conversations with them. But, yes.
I like it. Yeah. Good idea.
Yep, absolutely. And, yes, I hope he will actually do that. That would be cool. So he has some really amazing tools, and some of them are out now, some of them are out soon, and all these good things. So I've had fun playing with something to set up the WordPress theme, a whole bunch of fun, and just sent in my testing notes to his team. And so this has been, there are just some great things on the horizon.
Well, and you know what I really love about Steve's stuff is the way he started was as he was going through my programs and learning my blogging system. He started saying, you know, it would be so great if we could automate this stuff. Because I would say things like, you know, all you got to do is go to Elance, go to guru.com, go to one of those sites and hire a programmer. It'll only cost you a couple $100 and you can get this on your blog. Well, it seemed like twice a week I would hold these calls where I would say that exact thing. And by the end of a couple months of lessons about blogging, you would have spent probably a couple $1,000 easily if you went and got a guy from guru.com or elance.com every single time I said, hey, go get somebody to make you do this. And Steve started thinking about it and said, you know, if I've got to do that myself and every one of the other 28 or 29 people on this call have to do that too, that's a lot of money people are going to be spending. Why don't we just find a way to automate this? And so that's really what he's done. He's created a way to automate everything that I teach people to do with blogging. And, you know, some of the stuff that Steve's done is really going to impact traffic. But the majority of the stuff that he's automated is not just designed to help you improve traffic. it's really designed to help you improve conversions. And I would much rather improve conversions than traffic any day of any week, because that's the thing that means you make money.
Yeah, no brainer. Hello.
Yeah.
You can get all
if
kinds
I only
of
had, exactly. If I only had 100 people to my blog, but 100 of them bought, I would much rather have that than a million people coming to my blog without anybody buying.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can improve the conversions, the number of people out of 100 that are actually taking whatever action you're recommending, whether that's opting into your list, buying a product that you're recommending, whatever, that's where businesses really start to grow quickly. And it takes a lot less effort, a lot less time, a lot mm-hmm. less money to really make a lot more money in the end. So that's what I love about Steve's stuff, is it doesn't just increase traffic, it really improves results.
Yes, and it's so customizable, which is nice. I mean, he makes things that, tools that are very flexible, and in fact, the tool that I've been testing, I even suggested something that they had not thought of, and I don't think it would be very hard but for them to do it. But I said, oh, this would be a cool thing to be able to control that you're not able to. And
so
just,
tell me which thing you want to control. What Rhonda's talking about is a tool called My Instant Theme. And I have mm-hmm. a number of people who are using My Instant Theme right now on their sites. So one is a network of sites that's kind of cool. One of my students, Andreas, is getting ready to open Over 40 Publishing. And Over 40 Publishing will have a whole series of sites that's part of it. Rhonda's involved in this project as well. Andreas will be licensing a whole business in a box to other entrepreneurs interested in going after people in the Over 40 market. So whether that's you want a business in helping people learn how to play tennis if they're over 40, or helping people learn how to play golf if they're over 40, or mm-hmm. helping people learn how to cook if they're over 40, you could have a business in a box through Over 40 Publishing that would allow you to have a blog that's part of the Over 40 Publishing network, that would allow you to also have a ghostwritten book with your name as co-author that you mm-hmm. could use to generate leads for everything else you have. So if you take a look at the main site in the network, it's called Profit Past 40, and that's the number 40. ProfitPast40.com, you'll see My Instant Theme in use there. Another one of my students is a guy by the name of Don, and Don has a business at Inquarta.com, Inquarta, Inquarta.com. And Don mm-hmm. helps folks get into medical school and will soon be opening a series of blogs on Inquarta that will help people get into graduate school programs of all different types. Dental school, architectural school, law school, MBA programs, the whole nine yards. And again, he's using My Instant Theme as well. Are you?
I'm using My Instant Theme on the site for my book because, you know, of course I do have ProfitableStorytelling.com is my main site and it's the heart of my business and all of that. But when you write a book, it's a good thing to have your own site just for that book. So I have it at theinstantvip.com. And I've made the banner have that kind of a red carpet, deep red feeling to it. I love some of these features of My Instant Theme because there is now a featured video box that is automatically there, and it also integrates with his other tools, his blogging toolbox, whichever he calls it.
Bloggingtoolbox.com.
So it all those things integrate. So on the Instant VIP, now, of course, there are things that are in flux because this is new. And I said, I want my opt-in box above my video. Right now, it's not possible to change that, but that's coming soon. And soon, then I'll have my opt-in where I want it and where it needs to be. So there's just really lots of flexibility. I could change any one of those colors that's on the theme, for example. I can change which elements are featured and how they're featured. I could have even had a longer area across the top and or the bottom if I choose to do that. So
yeah.
this has been really fun, and I'm also, because I'm putting this together for the book, so it has, just like any other blog, there are different pages there. There's an About Me page, there's a Press Room page, and the theme is really flexible with my instant theme. You can tweak just about everything. And the one thing I said is I want to be able to easily set the font size so that I can make sure that it's within the accessibility guidelines. I don't like to have to go play with the coding. It terrifies me to do that. So I just want to, if I can put something in a box and I could change it if I needed to or whatever, that's much better.
Oh, you know, that's funny that you say that, because there are a number of different versions of my instant theme out there as we've been testing lots and lots of different things. And I can tell you for sure that one of the versions of my instant theme that is out there is definitely one that does that exact thing. I've got a number of people who can do that one thing you're looking to do, change the font size. Even on Profit Past 40, we can do that, as well as on Inquarta. So If it's not in the version that you've got, I'm sure Steve can add it, because it is in one of the other versions.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I'll get it, you know, but that, and that's fine. That's part of the fun of testing. Now, he had said that it wasn't in the others, but I don't know, whatever.
Might yeah, I know Inquarta for sure has it, because I was just playing with it the other day. What you can't do on the one that's on Inquarta is you can't change the type of font, not easily anyway. So you couldn't switch from Arial to Microsoft Sans Serif, but you could switch from 12 point to 14 point to 10 point or whatever you want.
Nice.
That you can do.
Yeah, because that'll be good. Then you can make sure that the print is of the correct size. And then, you know, so there's just so many things that are customizable. And I'm having the best time with it. I know it's going to be a phenomenal tool because it gives that ultra-professional look the way that we like to see our blogs look. And it just, that format, that type of thing makes you stand out so incredibly much. I mean, I've just, this week from ProfitableStorytelling.com, I've had two people request to have guest hosts because they say I'm one of the few authority blogs that they trust in their whatever. And it's just, those kinds of things happen when you have the blog that's set up in a way that looks like a business and looks so ultra professional.
It really does. When Steve first came in and started doing blogging under my teaching, he and his wife Ann, the first blog was boomerlifestyle.com. And if you look at Boomer Lifestyle, it uses a theme put out by a company called Studio Press, and that theme is called the Revolution Lifestyle Theme. Typically, most of the people who use my blogging system are able to see most of the time that their visitors are looking at about 5 to 6 page views per visitor. The more pages a visitor is viewing, the more likely that visitor is going to be to buy something.
Uh-huh.
So if you get 5 to 6 page views per visitor, you typically can also get about 1 in 4 visitors clicking on an external link that can actually make you money. Well, what we started seeing with Boomer Lifestyle was they weren't getting 5 to 6 page views per visitor, nor were they getting 1 in 4 to click. They were getting 10 to 12 page views per visitor, so almost double. And they were getting 1 in every 2 to 3 visitors to click on a link that could make them money. Well, that higher level of engagement was really caused by the Revolution Lifestyle theme that's being used on the Boomer Lifestyle site. So when Steve decided to create my instant theme, it's based on the elements of the Revolution Lifestyle theme that cause these higher levels of engagement, which result in higher levels of conversions, which result in much bigger sales. So everything about it is really designed with that in mind, but in an extremely flexible way. There's another theme that I've recommended in the past called the Flex theme. Go to askggg.com/WordPress theme. You'll see the Flex theme. And the idea of the Flex theme is it makes it easy to make modifications to how your blog looks. But it's really not a very pretty blog. Yeah, you can change where things go and the colors, but boy, I think it's just an ugly theme. So
yeah,
when we got the opportunity to use my instant theme and really make your blog not look like a blog at all. In fact, I think it looks much more like an online magazine, don't you, Rhonda?
It really does. It really does. And, I mean, that definitely makes it stand out. So that you can have that feeling of an online magazine and these arenas, you can have up to 6 areas of content on the front page in the middle chunk there, or the bigger left-hand chunk, I should say, and so that you can customize that and pick them by the different the categories that you want to have, and you can control how many posts appear in them and all sorts of things. So, I mean, it's just really very good for that. And and like I say, all of his things integrate really well with each other, so that's powerful.
And if you use MailChimp, then in your sidebar where you have your opt-in box, all you've got to do in your blog's dashboard is plug in your MailChimp user ID.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, all you do is it will go into your account, it will locate your account, it will come up with a drop-down list of all of the lists
mm-hmm.
inside of your account. You just select the one you want to tie your opt-in box to, and bingo, your opt-in box builds itself. That's
right.
Pretty nifty. So
that's
even
great.
If you're not, even if you're not very technical, you can do that, right, Rhonda?
Yeah, anybody could do that. Just picking from a drop-down menu, it's very easy to do that. I mean, you know, it's really definitely a no-brainer. And you don't have to use MailChimp if you have something else. I'll just mention that. You do not have to. However, it is an option that's coded into the program. The other nice thing about it is it starts off at a free level. So if somebody is just beginning and they're not sure they don't want to pay for an autoresponder or whatever, then they can start with that and know that it's going to be a good one. And, you know, you can upgrade later or whatever. So it's nice
until
that is a part of it.
Until you've got 500 subscribers, MailChimp is totally free.
That's right.
AskGGG.com/MailChimp will get you there for the free trial. You know, 500 subscribers, if you've got 500 subscribers, you can afford the $15 or $20 a month that it's going to cost you for MailChimp.
Right. It's affordable.
It really is. And then the price escalates the more subscribers you get. So as your business starts making more money, you can then afford to be paying a little bit more. And that's one of the things that I love about MailChimp. I also love the fact that MailChimp is not only affordable, but it's really something that I'd consider an enterprise-level piece of software. It does much more than what, AWeber or some of the others can do. It really does a good job of helping you take your list and break it down so that it's truly segmented in a way that makes it very easy to get the right messages to the right people.
Right.
So that's a huge difference. And, you know, with your blog, if you're using these tools that Steve has created, especially the one called My Instant Pop-Up, and you'll find My Instant Pop-Up is part of the package at bloggingtoolbox.com. Here's what My Instant Pop-Up does. When someone comes to your blog, no matter where their entry point is, whether it's a page of your blog, a specific post of your blog, or even the front page of your blog, they will see a pop-up. But it's a special kind of pop-up. It's called a light box. Around the pop-up, they'll see a sheer gray border, fairly thick, so that it fills the whole screen. But you can see through that background to see what's below it, which is your blog. In the pop-up in the center is the opt-in box. So you can have a good header that really is a call to action that gets people to opt in. Now, here's the thing that's unique about My Instant Pop-Up. Number one, the close button is optional. I strongly recommend having the close button.
Right,
you
me
can
too.
Also... Yeah, it makes a big difference. And you can also use cookies to determine how often that's shown to people. That way, once someone opts in, they never see that again. And if they haven't yet opted in, you can show that same pop-up to them periodically to remind them that they can opt in. Now, what you'll find is most of the people are going to close that. About 1% are actually going to opt in the pop-up. But if you then have an opt-in box in your sidebar on top of the pop-up, same headline, same call to action, if you track it, you will find that most of the people will opt in through the sidebar, not through the pop-up. A typical blog, 1% to 2% of its visitors are going to opt in. In fact, a lot lately are getting even less than 1% opting in, even though they have a sidebar that has an opt-in box in it. With my instant pop-up, it's almost like it's a subconscious reminder to your people that they should opt in. We see more like 10% of a blog's visitors subscribing to your list when you're using my instant pop-up, even though they're not subscribing in that pop-up box. Well, talk about a much bigger list. For every 1,000 people that get there, if you only have 1% opting in, you're going to get maybe 10 subscribers from 1,000 visitors. If you can instead get 10%, you're going to get 100 subscribers for every 1,000 visitors. That list is going to grow very, very quickly, and because your list is directly going to correlate with how much money you can make in a typical internet marketing niche, they say you should be able to make $2 per subscriber per month. Well, with 10 subscribers, that's $20 a month. With 100 subscribers, that's $200 a month. With 1,000 subscribers, that's $2,000 a month. See how it grows very, very quickly, Rhonda?
Yes. And, you know, here's the other thing, too, is you don't necessarily have to be, I mean, it's great if you can offer a gift or something like that, but I even have one of the sites where I don't have a gift. I just wanted to play with it, and it's on the peaceseed.com. I don't have a specific free gift. The thing just, you know, is basically the submit button says, I want peace. And I have people subscribing, and what they're getting is they are getting the blog post delivered to their email, and, of course, they receive other messages as well that are relevant to people who are interested in peace. But it's just an interesting point. It's just getting people to opt in is very powerful, even if it's just at the very beginning when if you're just having that them to get onto your blog, because then it lets them know and it puts them into that realm where they can receive communications from you and you can share your messages.
Well, on the JV University, we just say to get more great tips about how joint ventures can help you build your business, subscribe below. Well, just that little message doesn't really get them any specific gift. It's going to get them the blog post. It's going to get them some other messages about marketing, but that's about all it's going to get them. We're still seeing close to 10% of the people coming to that blog opting in. So you're right. You don't have to have a free gift. Now, I would suggest having an autoresponder series attached to that so it's not just sitting in an autoresponder for months to come. Number one, according to the Canned Spam Act here in the U.S., you've got to communicate with your subscribers at least once every 90 days or you lose the right to continue emailing them and you need to get them to opt in all over again. So for that reason alone, you want to have frequent communication. Already opted in, you've got about a month or so to really do a good job of connecting with them through email in a way that provides them value so that they will want to continue reading your messages, they will want to continue opening your messages, and they will continue clicking on the things that you recommend in those messages.
Right.
So even if you just don't have a gift, but you're getting them to opt in, go ahead and get 14 to 21 autoresponder emails ready over a 30-day period and have each one of those provide true value. Help your readers to solve a problem, and in helping them to solve a problem, show them a resource that can help them save time, save money, make money, or fill some other emotionally compelling need so that each one of those autoresponder letters can make you money. And boy, you will find a huge difference, not just in how much you'll make during the first 30 days of someone being a subscriber, but forever, because you trained them well and built that relationship up early on.
Right. And I just wanted to mention that you don't have to necessarily offer a gift. That's often what people say you have to do, but you just don't. And yeah, it's the autoresponder messages and being in frequent contact, people start to look forward to your messages because whether you're selling or you know offering them, you're not selling to them. You're really serving. You're being of value. You're giving them some kind of a tip. So you know, even for the peace seed, there are all kinds of tips to bring inner peace, peace in relationships. There are things that are there in a sequence of messages. But I didn't say get your free whatever over here.
Right. And, you know, the stronger the relationship with your subscribers,
right.
the more they really want to see what it is that you have to say. I've been blown away the last couple of days. I sent an email out to my subscriber base on Sunday night asking them to pray for my dad as he was going into bypass surgery right. yesterday. I have gotten over 3,300 emails from people responding saying that they were praying for my dad. And
mm-hmm.
yesterday, I then sent out another message thanking everyone for their prayers, giving them an update on how my dad was doing. And I again ended up, so far today, I have over 1,200 messages from that, from people
mm-hmm.
saying, oh, that's great, I'm going to continue praying for him and whatnot.
Right. That is
if you
tremendous.
Can really build that kind of a relationship with your readers, you can get them to take any action that you suggest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and whenever, you know, something's going on in your life, don't hesitate to share that with them. They aren't
right.
there just to hear that you've got something else for them to buy. That's
no.
not necessarily going to build a relationship with your readers. Really let them know what's going on in your world and show them that you're interested on what's going on in their world. And
mm-hmm.
they will have a two-way conversation with you about it.
Right.
So
yeah,
let's talk a little bit about the basics of blogging, Rhonda, because we just kind of jumped in the middle of blogging here.
Oh, yeah.
What about those folks that don't have a blog? Let's get them some help to get started. So first, what do we not want to do when we're first setting up a blog?
Well, we do not want to create a really busy blog. We do not want to fill the sidebar with ads. Oh, does that make me crazy? Ugh.
Oh, me too.
Oh, I see the sidebar with ads, and I just about want to lose my lunch just looking at it. And people do that, and I'm like, oh, no. That just show. Oh, and actually, here's the other thing we don't want to do. There's one thing I hate worse than sidebar ads, like a profusion of like 5 or 10 of them. You know what that is, Gina?
What's that?
Yeah, I bet you hate it. I know you hate it too. What I hate worse than a whole pile of ads in the sidebar, or worse yet, two sidebars full of ads, you know, left, right, with it.
Nails on a chalkboard.
The worse than that is them on the top. They have 4 boxes across the top, and they're all filled with somebody's products. And all that says is, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me.
Or even worse still, AdSense ads all across the top.
Yeah. I don't know why. I was talking to somebody, and she had AdSense, and I said, so let me ask you this. Why would you want to bring people to your blog and then send them away? And she went, well, but I can make $1 per click on some of these things. I went, and in a basic info product, even if you have a $7 something or you have an affiliate product or whatever, you're going to make more than $1. So what are you worried about a few pennies for? And then you send them away from your blog and you're not building a relationship, and then why would they come back? And, you know, I mean, there are just so many things. But, yeah, I still say the AdSense is bad, but those top big clunky ads for your other products, that is just, drives me nuts.
Yes, they're not good. And, you know, I have yet to find a single person that's really making $1 per click from their AdSense ads, no matter how much Google tells you you're going to make $1 per click. You're really not.
No.
I have, most people make not more than about $20 to $30 per month per blog, and that's with tens of thousands of visitors coming. Well, if you're only making $20 or $30 per month from a blog that gets 10,000 visitors, you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can make so much more than that just offering a few affiliate products.
Right.
So where does money come in on your blog, Rhonda, if it's not from all those ads all over the place?
It's not from all those ads all over the place. Wah! Well, you know, we were talking about the opt-in stuff and a list, and part of why that comes up before even a basic log is really that's going to be a big deal for you. That's where you get that ongoing communication with people.
Yep, that's your number one biggest moneymaker from your blog is the list you build from your blog.
Mm-hmm.
The number two biggest moneymaker, the posts themselves.
Right.
Not one single post should be sitting there without a link that can make you money. Every single post should have a link that makes you money. Even if at the end the call to action is simply to sign up for your list, that's a link that makes you money. So either send them to subscribe to your list, send them to a product you sell as an affiliate, send them to a resale rights product, a product of your own, whatever. But every post should have something that makes you money. And
mm-hmm.
only the third highest money maker is the rest of the ads in the sidebar. And especially if you're doing what Rhonda just suggested not to do, if you're putting tons of ads in the sidebar so that your reader's going, what am I supposed to do here? If you get your reader to sit there and go, what am I supposed to do here? They're not going to do anything. They're just going to close the site and go out. Yeah. So make your sidebar very clear. What action do you want them to take? Well, first, you want them to read other posts because the posts are really what's going to help you make the greatest amount of money from that part of the blog. And as you're showing them how to do that, you're going to have things in your sidebar that focus on getting them to read the posts. You'll have the top five recent posts listed. You'll have categories that will take them to arrangements of posts based on topics. Then you'll also have archives in your sidebar where they can look based on a specific date, in date order, how you wrote your post. All of those are going to help you get more people reading more stuff on your blog so that they can then go to the links in the individual posts. In terms of the ads, I would have not more than one, maybe two graphics that are in the sidebar that are really ads for products. If I want more than one or two, I'll take the links section of my blog, what used to be called the blog roll, and I'll create a category called resources. And within that resources category, I will create some text links for other products that I have to offer. And I'll put that down towards the bottom of my sidebar. So there's still a way to get people to other products that you recommend, but it's not these big blaring ads that are taking up tons of space that are real flashy that just distract the reader and get them confused.
And they make the pages load slower too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
It's something people don't think about, but, you know, aside from you think you're going to be making so much money because, like, the more ads you put, the more money you make. It's really the reverse because people don't appreciate it. No one likes to be sold to. And most of those ads are not in any way contextual, and they're not serving when you do just a blast. And I'm not talking about it. It's great to have your, you know, your one info product that's your low-end thing in there. So, but, you know, not just filling your sidebar with ads thinking that you're going to really rake it in the more ads you put. That just does not work that way.
No, it really doesn't. Now, one other thing you don't want to do. You don't want to put your blog up on blogger.com or wordpress.com. You want your blog right on the front page of your own website. Why, Rhonda?
Well, you want to have control over the platform completely. And when you're doing Blogger and WordPress, and by the way, WordPress.com, the minute you put up one affiliate link, they shut you down. They just do not
like
it.
Yeah, they do.
And so, you know, it's a big deal. So you don't want it on Blogger. Then you're on somebody else's face. You're tied into that little banner going on the top. And I read a blog post of somebody yesterday who also does joint ventures, and I said I would love to talk with you about some ways to, you know, to set up a blog for you that's not on Blogger, because that's where he was. And I went, oh, man, that kills your credibility, and there's just a lot of reasons why that's not a good idea. Having it on your own domain, for one thing, people are coming to you. And your domain also has a keyword in it, then that also means they're going to be finding you based on that, the keywords that are in your URL, as well as your own categories. You have control over the link structure when it's on your own post, on your own domain, excuse me. I mean, there's a lot of great things that it has when you do your own. And the thing is, it is not hard. And I think what stops people is they go, I don't think learning WordPress is very, very easy or whatever. And it really is not a big deal. It's not really any harder to do it on your own than it is on Blogger. To be honest, it's easier.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the other really big thing that you gain by having your blog on your own website is, back when I got started online, the only way I could get the search engines to visit my site was if I was going out and submitting my site to the search engine. It could sometimes take me 90 days or more to get listed in the search engines whenever I had something new I wanted to put out. When you've got your blog on the front page of your website and each post is linking to something that makes you money, whether that's your own products that you're selling on your own site or affiliate links, because the spider comes to that individual post that then has a link that it can follow off to other places on your website or other pages that make you money through affiliate links, you now have a way to get all of those other pages into the search engines very, very easily and very, very quickly.
Right.
It's not unusual for me to have a spider come to my blog 5 or 10 minutes after it's posted. And not only does my post show up in the search engines, but if I then have that post linked to one of my own products, now my sales page for the product also shows up in the search engines. And if I just put out a new product, I can have it in the search engines in a matter of minutes by having my blog right on the front page of my site. It'll also help boost the search engine rankings for all of the sales pages on that site because of the fact that that blog is really helping you to get better search engine rankings very, very easily. So in terms of ease of use and ease of installation, I had a little tool created by my good friend Alex Sisoff that we call a Gina Blog Installer.
Yep.
It is a blog containing all of the recommended plugins that I suggest, including all of those at Blogging Toolbox. You get a fully functioning trial version of the pro version, so the one that you normally pay for. You can try it out for a full 30 days. All of my other recommended plugins are in it. All of my recommended settings that help you improve traffic and conversions are all in it. And in about a month or so, it will even include a full trial version of my instant theme. As soon as Steve finishes the version that he will definitely be putting out, you'll get a 30-day trial of that too. All you've got to do is go to askggg.com/expert WordPress. askggg.com/expert WordPress. Completely free, just fill in that little opt-in box right there. Now, not only are you going to get this little wizard, it'll take you about 15 to 30 minutes, depending upon how fast you work, to get your whole blog started, set up. It's truly just a matter of copying one zip file up to your website, then opening one page that has some settings in it. It even includes a video to show you how to set up those settings. You're changing like 2 or 3 things in it, not very much at all. And in a matter of minutes, things set up. Say that again, Rhonda.
I said I can do it and I'm blind. I mean, it's not hard. The PC.com is set up using that install, and the banner is just a sliver out of the cover of my book because Rick Benito just about, it blew his mind when he saw the banner. I'm like, it's just a sliver out of my book cover. It's not a big thing. But it was very easy. I think I was trying to remember, I think it took me 22 minutes, but I know that I got a phone call in the middle of doing that and following the video. So if I hadn't gotten a phone call, it probably would have been maybe 14 or 15 minutes.
And, you know, not only do you get the installation video that shows you exactly how to use the Gina Blog Installer to set your blog up, but you'll also get a bunch of other videos, even for free, that will help you do lots of different things with your blog. So how you use every single part of your dashboard is one of the things you get some videos on. I don't often recommend that you run right out and buy paid products. but with that particular program, there is a paid level that gets you, I don't know, somewhere around 30 hours of videos.
Yeah.
Not only will you learn every single aspect of your WordPress dashboard, you'll learn how to use FeedBurner, how to use social bookmarking websites, how
mm-hmm.
to use any other tools that are really important for increasing the amount of traffic you get to your blog pretty much on autopilot. It's one of the few packages I really recommend very, very highly, because there isn't a single topic you'd ever need to know about with regard to using a blog that isn't covered in one of those videos. Alex did an amazing job with them. So askggg.com/expert WordPress, sign up for free, get your download of the Gina blog installer, get some videos to walk you through the basics of blogging, and then when you're ready, go get that upgrade to the expert version of it to get all the rest of those videos to help you do all the other things that you're going to want to do with your blog.
Yeah,
so,
and that's tremendous. So if you're not used to blogging or newer to it or whatever, you would that expert level. And it is good, because why have to go hunt around on your own? Just get something where you know it's going to help you.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the posts themselves, Rhonda. The posts themselves, like I said, they're the number two moneymaker in your blog. And you really want to write your posts a certain way. Rhonda, what do you want to do when you're writing a post?
Well, you want to have a title, and if you're going to have a title, a body, and tags. So those are the areas that we're going to talk about that will be all in there, and there will be some other things that you'll do. So that title, you want to make it interesting, but you really have to pay attention to one important thing, which is that hopefully for your blog you have done a little bit of keyword research so you know what people are looking for. So
yeah,
I know
I've got a real good example here, Rhonda. One of my students is an NLP practitioner, and she's been trying to come up with what domain name she should use for her blog, as well as what the name of her business should be. And I keep trying to get her to look at the problems that she can help people to solve. Well, the keywords that she's going out looking for to help her come up with a domain name are things like NLP training, NLP techniques, free NLP training. When you go out and you do that keyword research, the keyword research is really important because it's going to help you predict how much traffic you can get. NLP is not a problem, it is a solution. And people don't necessarily know that there are solutions to the problems that they have. What they understand is that they've got a problem and it feels icky and then they don't want to have it anymore. So
mm-hmm.
what they put into the search engines is, how do I get rid of whatever their problem is? They don't put in the solution. So when we're looking at NLP training and NLP techniques and all those other NLP-related keywords, NLP coaching, we end up finding maybe a couple thousand searches per month, tops. Now, NLP itself doesn't have a lot of competition, but if you go to Google and you put quotes around it, maybe 500,000 search results. So there's still quite a bit of competition, not gobs, but enough. Well, you're not going to bring much traffic to your site with only a couple thousand searches per month. Even if you only got 10% of whatever the available search volume is, you might get 200, 300 visitors for that month, top.
Here's an example. I'm sorry, I just looked up in our favorite keyword tool, ClickAd Equalizer. I love that tool as well. And I just looked up, NLP training only has 2,160 searches, and just the NLP by itself has 19,530. Now, that is, it's too general. Even if that is your niche, that's still too general.
Even 19,000 isn't very many.
It's not very, first of all, it's not very many, period, and that is the top of the category, the general category. What is NLP? 1,200 per month, not per week, but per month. Okay.
Right, so maybe 120 visitors from that one, top.
Right. NLP techniques, you said, was the other word she's using. That's 1,140 a month. it's going to be really hard to get enough traffic to sell whatever. I mean, that's just not the thing. It's the same issue when you're talking about any concept. I mean, whether it's peace or something like that, it has to be, what are the problems that cause you to want look for that solution, not using the solution words.
Right. So when I say, okay, what kind of problems can you help people to solve? She says, well, one of the things I really want to do is I want to help people who are looking for a change of careers to find careers that they are much more well-suited for, that are going to make them a lot happier, that are going to make them a lot more successful. So I said, okay, let's go put in the word career. Let's see with regard to careers what people are looking for. Well, I'm now looking for both words that have a decent amount of demand, so how many searches are there per month, but I'm also looking for words that are not necessarily things that are going to have a lot of competition either. So I don't really want to see gobs and gobs and gobs of competition, because otherwise what it's telling me is there's going to be so many people in the space that I'm not going to be able to get a decent keyword, a decent search engine ranking for it. So I've got to have a decent amount of demand, but not too much competition. When I go and look for those kinds of words, boy, oh boy, was I able to find some really good ones just by looking at the word career. How about, I need help deciding what career to choose? Now, that's a problem-oriented keyword, isn't it?
Oh, very much.
19,080 searches per month. Just a little better than that 1,140 you were talking about a minute ago?
Yeah, 19,000 per month, that was the whole, just NLP by itself was right about at that same place with a little change.
Right
at that same place. And that is extremely, that when someone is saying, I need help, blah, blah, blah. So that means they're looking for a solution right now. They're in pain. It hurts really bad. It has to be the problems that keep people up at night, tossing and turning, losing sleep, taking antacids, getting their hair gray, pulling their hair, biting their nails, bad problems.
Right. Now, here's the really nice thing about this, Rhonda. Not only will the problem-oriented keywords find you a lot more demand, but very, very few of your competitors know that they should be focusing their keywords on the problem. They're out there putting in NLP training and NLP techniques, just like you were about to do. So the competition for I need help deciding what career to choose. There are only 12,000 competing web pages using that keyword.
Oh, sweet. One blog post.
One blog post. You are on the front page of Google.
Yep, on the front page of Google, one blog post. Absolutely.
Easily. So now, instead of getting about 10% of the total number of monthly searches to your site, with one blog post, you're much more likely to get about 20% because you've got much better exposure since there's so little competition. So one keyword then can bring you about 3,800 visitors in a month instead of like 140.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit better. It doesn't take a whole lot of traffic to really make good money if you're focused on the problem. Because when you start writing that blog post, if you can dig that knife a little deeper, make somebody go run for the antacid bottle while they're reading your post, and then let's read the rest of it to show them how to stop having to take the antacids, they're going to click every link that you tell them that is something that they need to get rid of that pain. So how do you do in your post, Rhonda?
Well, the keyword part is really important in all the areas that I mentioned earlier when I said you have basically a headline or a subject line, then the body and the tags. And that phrase that you're using is going to go in all of those places. You know, it's going to happen in a particular way, but it has to be in the title. So you can't just say career help or career choice help as the title of your story, as your blog post.
Yeah.
Because that's not the phrase. The phrase is, I need help to choose a career, whatever it was, choosing a career. So you want to use that exact phrase, just the way that it is in the search engines, word for word, so that when people are putting in that phrase, first of all, the title of your post is going to say, oh, this has that exact phrase, There's no words in the middle of it. There's no derivations of it. This is the exact phrase.
Right. And little tip, the Google algorithm actually looks for a question mark to be at the end of your blog post title. If you have a question mark, it will boost your search engine rankings even more because the algorithm wants that there. So with I need help choosing a career, I might say something like, are you asking yourself, quotes, I need help choosing a career, end quotes, question mark. So that my title is now switched from a phrase to a question just to get that extra little boost. We need all the help we can get to the really good search engine rankings, right? Okay, so we've got our phrase in our in our headline. What else do we want to do?
So that it's also going to be in your tags, and I'll just mention that because that's really easy and quick to talk about since we've been talking about the phrase or the particular keyword you have already. It's also going to go in your post, and one of the tools that's inside of the bloggingtoolbox.com set of tools is going to actually help you with the way that you're going to link to this phrase inside of your blog post, which is really very, very cool. Okay, so in your post, you're going to link to that exact phrase, and you're going to do that twice. And so you're going to work that same exact phrase word for word, even if it's as long as I need help choosing a career, into that post. Maybe the first time you might have that question of, if when you're saying I need help choosing a career, where do you go?
Good one.
That could be the title of your post, actually, and it could also be the first sentence. You repeating that title in the body of the post, you can also do that, and then that can become then one of your links inside of the body. Okay?
And so what you're attaching the link to is not just career choice or career to choose. You're going to have to attach the link to the entire phrase, I need help deciding what career to choose. That whole thing becomes blue, underlined, and clickable. Really important that you do that.
Right, word for word. And make sure now, just a little keyword research trick is, don't think you're going to remember it. Make a Word file or a Notepad file or whatever with the phrases that you're testing. You can even write the metrics there with those words so you know about what they are. But make sure that you do it word for word and even look it up in your document, because sometimes putting an S on something or not putting an S, for example, plural or singular,
totally changes it.
It's a whole new keyword that way. And
this phrase is really long. I need help deciding what career to choose. It is not the same as I need help choosing a career. They are two totally different
keywords.
And when we say you've got to put your keyword in all four places in your post, we mean that exact phrase identical. Don't add an S. Don't change the order. Don't change the tense. It has got to be 100% exact. Think of it as the phone number that gets you out on a blind date. If that phone number's digit is off by one, you're not going to get the right person to go out with you on your blind date. Same is true with your keywords. You miss by one letter.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed by one letter, and it's different. Now, if you say maybe you didn't remember it, you didn't write it down, and you went, oh, I think it was I need help choosing a career. Well, when I put that in Click Add Equalizer, it's like the sound of crickets in the forest. Nothing.
Right.
You think, well, I should get on one blog post. I should get on the top page of Google for that. Not when you do it wrong. No, it has to be that exact phrase that I need help deciding what career to choose. That really long thing. I mean, your blog post title is going to take up two lines just because of that phrase alone. But this has to be exactly that.
And it's so amazing that over 19,000 people are typing it in exactly that way. But
that's
what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good place to mention why I don't use the Google Keyword Tool and why you and I like Click Add Equalizer so much.
Mm-hmm.
The Google Keyword Tool is not something you want to use here because it is not a reliable predictor of the amount of traffic you can get. if you're using the Google Keyword tool, even if you tell it it needs to be an exact match, you need to keep this in mind. Google's in the business of selling AdWord ads. That's how they make their money. So their keyword tool is designed to help them to make more money from their advertising. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they want to sell more ads, they actually manipulate the data in a way that makes it look like you can make more money using a particular keyword so that you will buy more ads. So they will take that phrase, and in an exact match, they will take every word in a different order. So instead of, I need help deciding a career to choose, it might become, I need help choose a career deciding. I know that sounds weird, but that's exactly how they do it. They change around all of the orders of the word. They will add singular and plural. They will change it to any tense. In an exact match, they will not add additional words to the phrase, nor will they subtract words from the phrase. But they will modify the order, adding plural and singular, past, present, and future tense of all the words all together. So when you search in the Google Keyword tool, it's going to look like there's a lot more traffic than there really is if you're using a really long-tail keyword phrase. The data that Rhonda and I are referring to comes from WordTracker, and WordTracker is very literal. It's only going to see that exact phrase that you put in. And if you put in career to choose, it will show you all of the phrases that career to choose is a part of, but not choose a career. It's very literal. It's very precise. Because of that, you can much more readily predict how much traffic you can get to your website so that you'll really know in advance how much traffic you can expect, how much that can bring you in terms of sales, just by knowing what your conversion numbers are going to be and what the price point of your product is likely to bring you. If you go to askggg.com/how much, askggg.com/how much, there's a great little Excel worksheet there that will help you plan exactly what to do with your keywords based on the amount of money that you want to make each month. Just fill in the blanks and it'll tell you, use 10 keywords with this many searches, 15 keywords with this many searches, all of them having 1 million or fewer search results. And as long as you use those keywords, having each post focused on one keyword, and just rotate through all of those keywords one post at a time, then when you get to the end of the list, start all over again, it will generate that amount of traffic so that it will get you that amount of visitors to your sales page, so that you can get the right number of sales to make your goals happen.
Mm-hmm.
So not to get off on a tangent about that, but that was a really important thing to mention. Let's go back to how we're writing our blog post. So we've got our keyword phrase exactly in our title. We're putting a question mark at the end of it if we can. We're repeating that in the tags, again, exactly. Then in the body of the post, we've got it in there one time, and it's going to be a link. Where is that linking to?
Well, if you're going to have it a couple of times, and one time it should link inside of your own website or your own blog, excuse me. And so that's where Steve's tool comes in very handy, My Instant Glossary.
What does it do?
My Instant Glossary makes this easy. And so for when you have an exact phrase that you know people are searching for, you would set up on your glossary page the phrase that says whatever that long thing was. How do I decide a career to choose, whatever it was?
Put it I need help deciding a career to choose.
A career to choose. Okay. So I need help deciding a career to choose. If since that's what you're talking about, then that will be in your glossary. It'll be under I, or I need help. And you'll have that exact phrase, and then you'll have a description of whatever. I need help deciding a career to choose, and you'll have a little paragraph that says, well, when you need help deciding what career to choose, here are some considerations, blah, 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 and then you can put a link to your product or whatever it is that assists people with that. That becomes in your glossary, and then one of the times that you don't even have to cause the link to happen. It will magically light up. And I love to see this. I know there are certain words that when I use them, I go, well, I know the first time the glossary will pick this one up, so I'll leave that first one, let the glossary pick it up. And it's really handy. Don't you love the glossary?
I do. And, you know, here's what the glossary is really doing. The glossary causes the phrase in the post to be linked to the same phrase in the glossary. In the glossary, it's again a clickable link that takes you to the tags where every post that uses that phrase will be listed. And that then brings you back to all of the posts that use that phrase.
We have a hand up, and I know who it is. Hello there.
Hello.
I have unmuted you. Hello.
Oh, this is Steve Holmes.
Yes.
The High Wizard himself.
How did we get lucky enough to get him on our show today?
Well, I heard you were talking about blogging, so I thought I'd tune in, and I've been kind of amazed about all the stuff you're talking about.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. So we can have you talk about all of the tools instead of us. So, Steve, why is your glossary such a cool thing for people to use? I was just explaining that it causes all of these links to happen on autopilot, but why is that a big deal?
Well, it does two things. One is the reader comes across thinking that you're being very considerate of them by giving them quick and easy ways to learn what some of these terms you're talking about are, when what you're really doing is you're getting people to, I mean, you're getting your website with the internal links necessary to get a higher search engine ranking and actually get more readers. And it's something you can even fit into an existing old blog, because when you've got the pro version, you can turn on the automatic links and you set up terms that you've previously set tags on for in your blog posts, and automatically it'll create links to your terms. And like you said, it's fairly deep linking in that you link to the glossary links to the tag links to all of the posts that have that term in the first place referenced within them.
And, you know, here's the most amazing part. Most of the quote-unquote gurus out there tell you that to get any kind of a decent page rank or decent search engine ranking, that you need thousands of backlinks to your site. And that until you get thousands of backlinks to your site, you can't have what's called an authority site that has a Google page rank of 5 or higher. Well, I beg to differ with them because of the results we've seen with My Instant Glossary.
Mm-hmm.
On a regular basis, we see sites that are just using My Instant Glossary that have maybe 30 or 40 backlinks to the site. And as long as they've got those backlinks plus internal links being used for My Instant Glossary, they are getting page ranks of 5 and even higher very, very easily without thousands of backlinks to their site. On Directions University, when we first put it out last August, this idea of creating deep links allowed us in under 4.5 months to go from a brand new domain, brand new website, to a page rank of 5. Under 4.5 months, because of those deep links, we only had 42 backlinks to the site when we got to a page rank of 5. So really, really important thing to have. So, okay, Rhonda, we've got our blog post. We've got our glossary that's automatically creating our internal link. What about that second link for the keyword in the post itself? Where does that one go?
Excuse me. That's where you're going to send it to, an external link. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I've got a cat hair in my throat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what you get for kissing a cat, right?
There you go.
So anyway, yeah, so you're going to have the two links inside the post. One of them is internal to your blog, and one is external that's going outside of your blog.
Perfect. And Google's really, and this is true of all the search engines, they're not just looking for backlinks coming into your site. while that's important and while you do want to have some of them, there's three different kinds of links that they're actually looking for. Number one, they want to know that your site is well organized so that when they send their customers, the searchers, to your site, they'll have an easy time of finding stuff. So those internal links are really saying to the search engines, hey, my site is well organized so your searchers can easily find stuff. They also want to know that you really know your stuff. So they want to see you linking to other sites that they already think of as authorities, that they already know are experts in the field, because it says you know who the players are. So links going from your post to other people's sites are really telling them that. And I often get asked, well, aren't we doing the same thing as if we had AdSense ads? Aren't we sending our traffic away? Well, while you are sending traffic away, it is helping you so much in the search engines that the small amount of traffic that leaves is minuscule as compared to all the additional traffic you get because of that external link. So it's really a good thing to have. And you can kind of play around a little bit and bury it if you want. If you include a picture in every blog post, you can take that picture, and as long as you put in the title of your post as the caption, the title, and most importantly, the what's called the alt image text, so that for a spider that can't see an image, they now see that same title as the thing associated with the picture. If you're doing that, you can then have your external link attached to the picture instead of it being blatantly in the body of the post, so it minimizes the amount of traffic you're sending away. But it's a really important thing to have. And then the third type of link that the search engines really look for is saying to them that other people that they think of as experts know that you are an expert in your field. So that's what the inbound or backlinks are all about. It's telling the search engines that other experts think of you as an expert, at least enough to link to you. So before we get into how to create those backlinks, let's finish going through what you do in your post. So now we've got our keywords in the proper places. Do we just write a post about this great product and tell people you got to buy it because it's the next best thing since sliced bread?
Oh, absolutely. Cram it right down their throats and push it really hard while you're at it.
No,
obviously not. This is relationship marketing, and so that nobody wants to read just a, oh my god, go buy the situation, link, link, link. Nobody likes that, but don't do that. You'll have people running screaming from your blog faster than they got there. So
did you just change where your microphone is placed?
No, I did not change a thing.
That's weird. All of a sudden, you're harder to hear, and I'm not sure why. Okay, I'll listen harder.
I'll move more close. I will move closer.
No, you're better.
To my...
You're
that
better.
Is so weird. I changed absolutely nothing. Oh well. Anyway.
You don't sound like you're in a tunnel now.
Well, that's good because I'm not. Well, first I'm static. You know, I'm in a tunnel. But, interesting.
I don't know. Technology day. Sunspots again, Rhonda.
I think so. So it's really important. There's a flow that you have to your post that's really important. And my gosh, I'm always amazed at how quickly the time goes by here.
I know.
So, you know, but basically, just to give the Reader's Digest version, is you're going to have a story that really highlights the problem and gets people to feel it. So in other words, grab the antacid bottle while they're reading the post, like you said.
Might be telling a story if I'm using this, I need help deciding what career to choose. I might be telling a story of Susie, who's a woman in her mid-40s, if that's who my ideal prospect is,
right,
and how Susie's been in these jobs that, you know, really make her feel miserable. She's never really felt satisfied. She doesn't make very much money. She gets fired quite often, and she's really stuck. So what does Susie need to do if she's sitting there asking, I need help deciding what career to choose? So I've kind of told a story, but it's a story that really my readers identify with. They know exactly what I'm talking about because that's them. They feel like Susie. And when I'm done with that story, I reiterate the question that I asked in the title, so I can kind of set the stage for the rest of the post where I'm really going to talk about what Susie needs to do.
Yep.
So that, how do you do that part then, Rhonda?
Well, so you're setting up, and then you're actually giving the teaching. So you've had the story as a major part. You've restated the question and the concern, which is also where you get to slip in that other link if you haven't done it already or whatever. And then you can actually give the steps, give the teaching, and tell people what they need to do. Give it a broad brush. You don't need to go into copious 1, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O type of detail. But you have to give the steps or give the solution.
Gotcha. So you go into all this detail right there?
No, no. You don't want to do too much detail, but you definitely want to show them that you have a solution. So you might say, here's what you need to do. First of all, go and do this, and then go and do that, and third, go and do this other thing if there are steps.
And the thing you don't want to do is you don't want to only give them steps 1 and 2 if there are 10 steps.
Right.
That just frustrates the heck out of me when people do that.
Oh
here's step 1 and step 2. You got to go buy the rest. Well,
yes.
You know, give me some value here before I think about buying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why would I want to pay for the rest of the steps when I don't know if they're good or not? So if it has 3 steps, then you give 3 steps. You don't have to go into copious detail and give away your whole product, but you certainly need to give enough that people can really know that they're having a solution.
And that's the point. Sell the detail. Sell the stuff that really helps them get that whole solution put into place easier and faster. Sell the solution that helps them get bigger results. So not just helping them decide what career to choose this decade, but next week. So all of those things are things that you can sell, even though you told Susie exactly what she needed to do.
Right.
And so after you've got the steps to the solution or the solutions, you've explained them a little bit. Is that the end of our post?
Oh, no. Never the end.
So what comes next?
What else could possibly be after giving the wonderful teaching, but then here's this call to action? There has to be something for them to do. It's you know, you don't just want to leave people wallowing in their problem and knowing, okay, here's the steps. Okay, good luck. Hasta la vista, baby. See you later.
Exactly. So that call to action is, so Susie, if you really want to get rid of the problem that you've got and you really want to find the career of your choice, here's what you need to do. Go download this course over here, and you'll get started this week so that by next month, not only will you be making a higher paycheck, but you'll also be able to feel better about what you're doing. That's the end of your post. And, of course, there's a link there that's going to take them to whatever it is you're going to sell, whether that's an affiliate product, your own product, whatever. That same formula is what I call the magic formula for writing a powerful post. It's the same formula you want to use writing autoresponder messages, the same formula you want to use writing articles that you put out on other article directories, in emails that you send out as broadcasts to your subscribers. Everything you do should follow that same formula so that it can really draw your readers in, help them get a solution, but then help show them what they can do to get bigger, better, or faster results at the same time.
Right. Now, don't we have a special announcement that we're going to make here, something that's brand new?
We do. So this is a formula.
It is. Wait a minute.
News hot off the presses from Directions University. Check this out.
Thank you, Rhonda. I hadn't heard that yet.
I know. I've been dying to play it, and I have to stop you from diving right into the thing. It's our news flash. So go ahead and give us our news flash.
So Steve has been working on all these amazing tools to help improve the results that you get on your blogging. We've talked a little bit about some that can help you get higher search engine rankings and therefore more traffic. We talked about the My Instant Pop-Up that can help you really improve conversions to getting subscribers to your list. Well, Steve and I have another one that we've been working on that's going to help with both traffic and conversions. It's something that we've been working on, I don't know, 7 or 8 months now, Steve?
It's been several months, for sure.
It's been a while, that's for sure. So why don't I let you do the honors and tell them what we have coming out in the next couple weeks?
Well, we're working on something that, we're working on something called My Instant Video, which is more than just a WordPress plugin like some of the others you've been talking about. It's actually a service that does automated things for you again. What it's basically doing is turning your blog into more of a multimedia publishing website, which is going to get Google's latest algorithms to rank you much higher, and also give people who are coming through your blog the opportunity to get the learning that you're giving them in different modes. Basically, it's going to take your blog post that you create with that magic formula you were just talking about, and then it's automatically going to generate an audio version of that, and it's going to create a video version of your blog post, both of which are going to be placed on your blog post in such a way that Google, basically matches the Google algorithm of what they want to see in having multimedia. So that's the piece of what we're doing, in addition to the fact that the search engines also love RSS feeds. And we're going to have a separate RSS feed for the text, like there is now, but also an RSS feed for all of the audios, and another RSS feed for all the videos, so that people can pull in the content how they want, and also the search engines, do all kinds of dances when they see multiple RSS feeds broken down like this.
Well, I only know of one other blogging expert out there talking about the power of having multiple RSS feeds for a single blog. I think I'm probably the one that's talked about it for the longest. I've been talking about it for a couple of years now. Having multiple RSS feeds for a single blog or website is the single most powerful thing you can do to get high search engine rankings that nobody can touch. I don't care how many backlinks they get. I don't care how many pages they have on their website. I don't care what their keyword density is. If you've got multiple RSS feeds for a single blog and those are integrated in a way that's tying them together and you've got content in multiple different creatives, so you've got text, you've got audio, you've got video, you've got images, no one can touch you in terms of search engine rankings. And even if you've got keywords that have millions of competing pages, you can rank fairly high very, very quickly, sometimes with only one or two blog posts, because of the way that this is designed. And we've really been designing this whole plugin in a way that it's not just about getting high search engine rankings, because to me that's not enough. It's both a matter of getting better search engine rankings, getting multiple listings in the search engines, as well as really serving your visitors. And if it doesn't really serve your visitors, who cares? Because it's not going to make you any more money. And that's what's so great about this particular service. A lot of the tools that automate converting your blog post to an audio, like Audiogo, it's very robotic sounding. As a visitor, I certainly wouldn't want to sit there and listen to your blog being read in that voice, and I think you agree with me on this one too, right, Steve?
Sure.
This one is a very, very pleasant voice, and it's that same voice that becomes a part of the video. And the video kind of looks like a PowerPoint slideshow where you've got bullets. So even in an automated way, we can create videos that really make you shine as the expert. These are videos that are such great quality, you can take them, pop them out to Vidler and YouTube and all the other video sites, and know that they are going to help you drive more traffic back to your site as well. So it's really something that helps make you stand out as the expert that you are in your field. The other thing that I really like about it is we're going to have two levels of membership as part of this particular service. The higher level of membership is even going to help you build your brand and your brand identity. How does it do that, Steve?
Well, it allows you to do something like define your own, like your own stationery, so to speak. You know, the background of what the video is going to do, which can have your logo and your copyright on it, but, you know, what you want that to look like, you know, very professional, branded right to you that way by, you know, what's behind, you know, the back of the slides on this video.
So when somebody's on your site looking at your videos, maybe you don't need that so much. But, boy, if you want to make use of these videos out on all these other sites, it's sure going to be helpful when you're able to really get your brand to stand out through every video. And when anyone sees a video of yours, they'll immediately start recognizing it as yours and not someone else's. That is really, really powerful. To have a video like that created for you, I would expect would run $80 to $100 minimum, even if it's just like a PowerPoint slideshow. That's what people charge to create videos for you. And yet with this tool, you're going to be able to create 20 blog posts per month that then get turned into audios, that then get turned into videos, that then have 3 RSS feeds attached to your blog, not just one, that you can then take all of the videos, all 20 of them, and put out to all different video sites all over the net. And the two price points of membership are going to be either $97 a month for a static background that we choose based on the niche, or $197 to get your brand. So it comes out to what, with 20 of them, about $10 per video instead of $80 to $100 per video? Not too shabby. So here's the way we're doing this. We have a beta version that we are releasing right now for the first 100 people. Our beta testers are going to be working with us very, very closely, not just for a week or two to make sure that the plugin works, but for an entire year. And the reason that we're doing that is that we don't just want to make sure that technically the tool is working. We really want our beta testers to be working with us to try different techniques and strategies to see just what kind of search engine rankings we can get and what kind of conversions we can get. So for the first 90 days, you're going to be working with both Steve and I every single week starting this Thursday. That would be May 27th, if my memory serves me right. Is that right, guys? Thursday's the 27th?
Yep.
So starting this Thursday and continuing weekly for a full 90 days, Steve and I will be getting together with all of our beta testers in a webinar. Initially, we're going to make sure that your blog is set up the way that my system has blogs set up, so that we all have the same starting place. And then starting in a week or two when the tool actually comes out and we help you get that put into your blog, we will then start getting into some of the different things that we want you to try. So right now, to come in as one of the first beta testers, you can come in for the entire year at what price, Steve?
$597.
And that's for the entire year. You will not pay another membership fee to us for the entire year. Instead of $197 a month, or about $2,400 a year, you have $597 investment for the whole year. At the end of that year, we're not just going to jump back out and make you pay the $197 a month either. We're going to have a continual subscription that you can get on an annual basis that will keep your costs very, very low. And this is really an investment. It's an investment in your success as an expert. It's an investment in getting more traffic to your site and in improving your conversions. I have never, ever seen a tool that can do all of this at any price in terms of what we expect your results to really look like. We're going to be bringing a whole team of experts together to help make sure that we're sharing a strategy that's going to get you the best results.
Mm-hmm.
And over the next year, you're going to work with us every week for 90 days, every other week, along with this team of experts. And by the end of that year, I could only imagine what all of your blogs are likely to be doing. So, Steve, where can they grab this?
Well, they can grab this. Now, don't we have an AskGGG address here? Was it askggg.com/myinstantvideo? Let me check that.
I don't remember.
I think it is. But I'm checking it right now.
So I know I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to have Rhonda in there with us playing around with this.
Yes, and that is the address. It's askggg.com/myinstantvideo without any spaces or hyphens.
Fantastic. All lowercase, www.askggg.com/myinstantvideo. And I should mention that not only do you get this wonderful tool that we're talking about with the video and audios, you also get all of the other plugins that are part of the blogging toolbox as well. You'll also get my course called the Blog Systems Workshop. If you go to askggg.com/blogging call, that course all by itself is $247. So if you simply got that and the blogging toolbox, you'd be investing about the same thing as you are with this entire package. Am I missing anything that is included in there, Steve?
Well, we were also going to include 1 month of free web hosting where we could help them get this all set up with this. And that was, something where we could get them set up utilizing the My Instant theme and all of the plugins that you wanted, in addition to all the blogging toolbox, which is a permanent license.
I almost forgot about that. So if you were to go out and buy everything separately, I think I added it up and it was somewhere over $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah.
This is just, we only have 100 total. We've already sold several of them on a webinar a couple weeks ago. So make sure you go in and become a part of this beta group before Thursday when we get started. We'll record all the calls, so if you miss a week, you can definitely get caught up. But if you can be a part of it starting when we get started this Thursday, you're going to be a lot further ahead. And it works well whether you're a newbie, you haven't ever had a website or a blog. It also works for those of you who have websites, products, and blogs as well. I have yet to have a single person that I've taught ever, and I've taught a couple thousand people. I've not ever had a single student who didn't find substantial improvement to their results using the blogging system that you're about to learn. With all of these tools that we're going to be bringing together, I don't think there's anybody else out there that has a package that can help get those kinds of results. Have you seen anything even close, guys?
No. And I'm particularly excited about this special that you're giving everybody in this beta because, first off, we are offering them the pro version at a quarter of what the cost is going to be on an ongoing basis, but you're giving them so much stuff that is it all fits together to one successful purpose. I just think it's a fabulous bundle.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, there's more than 20 hours of educational materials in the Blog Systems Workshop. Just that alone, without any of the other tools, we've had people who have built opt-in lists in 60 days of more than 22,000. We've had others who have used that exact same system with a brand new site in a brand new niche, never really having made any money online before, the first month bringing in over $4,000. And that's just from the educational component. When we add all of the tools and this great new service all together, I am so excited about seeing the results that people start getting. To me, it's always about the results. I don't care how much you do. I don't care how much time you spend in your business. If you're not getting results, why spend even a minute? Life's too short to waste.
Life's too short.
And every single piece of this package is designed to improve results. That's what gets me excited. So, Rhonda, thank you so much for having this show today and letting us share all of these great blogging tools. Again, it's www.askggg.com/myinstantvideo to become one of the 100 beta testers. And we're really serious here. This is not going to be 150 or 121. There are 100 beta tester licenses only. And after that, the only way to get access to My Instant Video is to simply come in as a regular person at $97 a month or $197 a month, where you won't get all of the other tools, you won't get all of the education, and most importantly, you won't get our help building your blog, your business, and really tapping into all of the resources that the panel of experts we're putting together can bring to you. So I hope that everyone listening to this show can join us this Thursday when we get started with the My Instant Video beta testers. It's going to be a fun year, guys, and I can't wait to see what kind of results all of us get from our blogging efforts. So thanks, Rhonda. Thanks, Steve. Who do we have with us next week, Rhonda?
Well, we have Nan Akasha back with us since we had that little snafu, and she's really going to help us even more with having a great abundance money mindset, and I'm really excited to have her back next week.
And I know June 15th we have Brad Semp, somebody I've been trying to get on this show for almost a year now. Brad has the Cash Maps program, and oh man, I cannot wait to talk to Brad on the 15th of June. So mark your calendars for Tuesdays at noon Eastern to be with us each week as we bring you Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful week.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.